Good morning. Good morning, Sterling High School. I'm Kara Shapley, your host, joined with Iridian, Michelle, John, Mason, and Tank. Or Justin Maroney, my bad. So today is the championship show. It's Michael Jackson against Harry Styles. So the first song that we are going to be starting with is Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson. So make sure you vote at around 9:45 to 9:50. So the first song is Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson. That was Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson. So, John, how do you feel about Michael Jackson and Harry Styles being the last two people to be competing.
I feel that's pretty good. It's quite enjoyable to have your own one of your artists that you chose come into the finals. Of course, to me, I wanted to see Queen go all the way. Fortunately, Harry Styles just barely beat them. And then I wanted Shakira to beat him. I'm not a big Harry Styles fan, but I know Mason is. but yeah, it's quite enjoyable to watch either way, though. Both of these two have earned their spots in the finals, of course, and it's going to be a great matchup between these two. And Mason's got something to say about, you know, his favorite artist.
Yeah, I still think he's going to win. Michael Jackson's good and all, but Harry Styles, you know, people love him. He's going to win.
Mason, I have a question for you. What is your favorite Harry Styles song?
Me?
Yes.
Golden.
Why?
I don't know, it's catchy.
Do you like any other songs?
She.
Okay, that's good. Iridian, do you have any favorite Harry Styles songs?
At the moment, to be honest, I really like this song. It's called, I'm pretty sure it's called Good Angel, something like that. It's a really good song, and it's really upbeat. I think it's, like, one of his best songs, to be honest. It's, like, so catchy. His songs are trying to be more and more catchy with his popularity, you know what I mean?
So do you guys think he's going to win, or...?
I mean, he has the potential to win the whole thing. We all know that. He's been winning against everyone that he's gone against. So I think he could win, and I think he will win.
Michelle, do you have a favorite?
No, the only, like, favorite song from Harry Styles is One Direction. His band, like, it's, you know, it's great. One Direction's great. I love One Direction. But anyways, I don't have a favorite song by Harry Styles. I just love One Direction.
Do you guys have one from Michael Jackson?
I really like Smooth Criminal. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Tank, do you have any favorite songs?
No.
Oh.
I think from Michael Jackson, for me, I think it would be The Man in the Mirror.
I wonder why.
It's a great song, John.
Iridian, do you have any?
It's a good song. It's catchy, and I think it has a good I'm trying to think of the word to use, but I can't think of it right now. But it has it's a really good meaning to it. That's what I'm trying to say. Has a really good meaning to the song, of course.
Okay, so the next song.
Very catchy. I know what you mean. That song is extremely catchy. I think Beat It is really good too. Like, there, I don't know. Michael Jackson has a lot of hits. Most of his songs are hits.
That is true. Okay, so the next song we're gonna play is "Dirty Diana" by Michael Jackson.
We'll be right back. have prestige, who promised fortune and fame, a life that's so carefree. She's saying that's okay. Hey baby, do what you want. I'll be your night loving thing. I'll be the freak you can talk. I don't care what you say. I wanna go too far. I'll be your everything. And don't make me your star. With me, I send my babies at home. She's probably worried tonight. I didn't call on the phone to say that I'm all right. Diana walked up to me. She said I'm on yours tonight, and then I ran to the phone saying, "Baby, I'm all right." I said, "But unlock the door, 'cause I forgot the key." She said, "He's not coming back because he's sleeping with me."
And that was Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. So, John, I have a quick question. What made you pick Michael Jackson for, like, the halftime show? Like, what made you think he was going to go all the way?
Honestly, we didn't think he would go all the way. He had to face a tough number 8 seed of Bruno Mars. And I feel like both of their music are somewhat quite similar between each other, between the them. I chose Michael Jackson just because he's just an iconic person that everyone really thinks about. And I was thinking about doing the halftime show. We wanted to add some of the older singers, of course. We picked Michael Jackson. He did it on one of the later ones, and then we went into some of the newer ones like Bruno Mars. Fortunately, unable to get Shakira's because the Latin music was able to pick her. But as you see, she did very well in that group. I don't think she would have gone as far in as our group. So it was, in a way, kind of good to see. But going back to, like you said, to the Michael Jackson question, we didn't really think he would go far against Bruno Mars because, again, like I said, it looked like it could have been a very close matchup. Of course, as Michael Jackson continued to moonwalk his way through the finals, he's doing a great job, though. And what do you think about how the brackets going, guys.
I have a question for Tank and Kara. What makes Michael Jackson different than any other artist that you guys picked? What makes him stand out? And why do you think he passed?
I think that because everybody knows who he is. I personally grew up with Michael Jackson, so I've liked his music since forever. How do you feel, Tank?
Well, my music taste isn't really that good, so like I'll be listening to songs and it takes me a while to figure out who it was, but one thing is Michael Jackson, when I started listening when I was little, kind of like stuck to me, especially like John said, like moonwalking. Like when I was a kid, I thought that was the coolest thing I ever saw, seeing like some guy do that and all that. But I think the only reason that I think Michael Jackson did good this year, in my opinion, is because like he's got a huge name. So like I know there's a lot of people out there that like especially that vote on Twitter. There's a lot of people out there, I wouldn't say like they're old, but like good age wise. There's, you got some kids out there that'd be listening to it. But I think just because of his name, it really got him a couple votes. Those votes won him over.
So the next song that we are playing from Michael Jackson is actually the last song for Michael Jackson in this tournament. And it's called This Girl Is Mine. And make sure you vote starting at 9:45. For Michael Jackson or Harry Styles, and this Girl Is Mine.
Every night she walks right in my dreams, since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Girl is mine. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine. Cause I really feel it's time. I know she'll tell you I'm the one for her, cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
I'm not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
Mine, mine. No, the girl is mine.
Mine,
no, mine. Girl, mine.
She's mine.
Mine.
That was This Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson. So, Mason, and how did you guys come up with Harry Styles as your number one seed?
Well, for me, I think I can say for the rest of the group that we kind of realized Harry Styles was very huge because of his TikTok presence, all of his songs being everywhere on the radio. So I think it was a no-brainer having Harry Styles as our number one. We had a lot of other people, but I'm glad we settled on Harry Styles.
How did you guys think to put Harry Styles over Beatles or Queen or Elton John?
To be honest with you, like, Harry Styles, we went for a British invasion type thing, for British people. I know Michelle has a lot of thoughts about that, but we went into British people and we were like, who is someone that could totally win this whole thing? Because that's what you got to think about. Who is someone that people are going to like? And we were like, oh, Harry Styles. Harry Styles takes the cake. He will win. And we did have other people. We had other options, especially. Like, we had One Direction going in. We had the Arctic Monkeys going in. We had Pink Floyd. We thought of putting in the Rolling Stones. And Harry Styles just, he passes everyone, you know what I mean? He doesn't compare. Michelle, what do you think?
Well, I know why we put Harry Styles into the British invasion. Because he's British. Yeah, he's British, his teeth are bad, but he's great. He drinks lots of tea and crumpets, pip pip cheerio, you know, all that junk. So yeah, that's why I picked Harry Styles.
So you guys picked Harry Styles. Why didn't you guys fully pick One Direction?
I mean, okay, One Direction.
How about you ask Iridian?
So Iridian, why did you pick Harry Styles and not fully One Direction?
Okay, I don't want to be like that. Sorry to, you know, all One Direction fans, but I didn't see them winning, like, as a group. I saw Harry winning, but not them as a group. They're, like, not, you know, like, together anymore. You know what I mean? Harry Styles was just gonna win. I think John has some things to say about this, knowing he's not in, you know, British Invasion. John, from an outsider's point of view, what do you have to say?
To be honest, I'd rather see One Direction in because I know more of their songs. I mean, I don't know Harry Styles that well as a solo singer. But by the sounds of it, he's having a good solo career. Now I don't listen to many of the One Direction. I was more hoping for a Elton John and Queen matchup. Just two classic old, just classic British singers right there, Elton John and Queen. And honestly, I wouldn't really cared who won that matchup. I wanted to, again, like I said, I wanted to see Queen beat Harry Styles, but it was a close matchup, and fair enough. Like we've been saying, either one can really win this. It's either going to be the British Harry Styles or the moonwalking Michael Jackson that's going to win this.
So, Tank, how do you feel that they didn't put One Direction in it, only Harry Styles?
So, I think that if they would have put One Direction in there, there would have been a lot more upsets. So, like, One Direction, great band. I mean, some amazing songs. The beat to it is really catchy. I mean, for kids that are little, have no clue who One Direction are, it's really easy to get into. But I really think that if they would have put One Direction in there, I think that One Direction would have made it all the way and will win this tournament. But because they didn't put One Direction in there, Moonwalking Jackson will win this tournament and the halftime show will represent it.
So if Michael Jackson wins, this is, I think, his second time winning, because he did win in 2016, I'm pretty sure, which is fantastic. But how do you guys feel that there haven't really been any upsets? Iranian, how do you feel?
The upsets. I think the upsets are my favorite part about this whole thing. I love people getting mad about who won, who didn't win, who should have won. It's so funny to me, especially like going up to people in the hallway and them being like, why did this person go through? I cannot believe you. Why did you decide? Like, I'm not deciding. You guys are deciding at Knights Radio. You know what I mean? Please decide. Please vote. Because that's how you're going to see your favorite artist win. And it's really funny to me. Like, oh my god, like, why didn't Queen win over Harry Styles? Like, I don't know. Maybe vote. Maybe it'll make a difference.
Talking hey, about... I vote for Queen all the way. So, at least I could somewhat complain here.
Okay, so talking about Knights Radio...
I wanted Queen to win, sorry.
Very good. So, talking about Knights Radio, make sure you vote. Voting will go out shortly. And the next song we are playing is Sign of the Times by Harry Styles.
To the final show, I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. Thank you.
That was Signs of the Times by Harry Styles. I think Harry Styles is going to beat MJ. Psych! April Fools! The next song we'll be playing is Adore You by Harry Styles on Sterling High School Radio.
That was Adore You by Harry Styles. So how do you guys feel, or my bad, so if you guys had to pick an artist outside these brackets to go far, who would it be and why?
Personally, honestly, looking at like everyone's brackets and seeing how this all goes down and like talking to you guys and like really like figuring out the whole One Direction thing and the Beatles, I think I feel like we should have done a whole, like, band bracket. Something like the Beatles, One Direction, like, the Arctic Monkeys. I think that would have came out super cool, and it could have come out as anyone. I don't think there's one person that would have won this whole thing besides Harry. Well, Michelle, what do you think?
Well, first of all, that little joke that Tank said, yeah, that was my joke. He didn't give credit. It's okay. I understand. It's totally fine. I'm just amazing. I know. Anyways, so what I thought, if we could add anyone, it would have been, you know, One Direction. I think One Direction would have taken it far.
People hate towards them, though, so I don't know. I don't think One Direction would have actually passed through. Like, you say that now, but I feel like once you put them out there, they won't. And I think we did do that last year, One Direction, and they didn't come through. Like, they didn't. Mason, what do you think, especially with Harry in this bracket, besides Harry? We all know you're obsessed with Harry. Besides Harry, who do you think would have won this bracket?
I mean, Youngblood could have done better, but I think who we put him up against, we kind of set him up for failure. But I agree with the whole One Direction thing and putting in more bands than solo artists. I think One Direction could have gone far, but they're old news too, so I don't know, it's iffy.
Well, yeah. Tank, as an outsider, as, like, you know, you're not part of this bracket, who would you have liked to pass, in this bracket? Who would you like, to see in the top?
Who would I like to see in the British Invasion would probably be Queen, and I would like to see a Queen Elton John for, like, that semifinals to see who would win and all, but hear me out. Rid, Mason, and Kara. You guys are all seniors this year, and for next year, like, you got me, Michelle, John, and all them.
The Ridman's not a senior.
Same thing. hear me out. Next year, I say we do a bracket, right? Of, like, not like sad songs, like, you know, get you in your feelings bracket, man. I feel like that would win. Like a snaggy and baggy type of, like, bracket, man. Like 1 through 8 and all that. I feel like people would go far about it. What are your guys' thoughts about that?
I have a question, Tank. How would you name it? Like, what would you name that bracket?
He named it after himself.
Yeah, I mean, let's think about this. Sad songs. So it's a really tough question, you know. I would have to, you know, look up a couple.
Wasn't it like Snaggy in His Baggie or something?
Yeah,
like
it's my playlist. Check it out on Apple Music. You know, never disappoints people.
Okay, so I'm gonna cut you off. I'm gonna cut you off, Tank. I'm so sorry. So the next song we are playing is Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar strawberries. On a summer evening, baby, you're the end of June. I want your belly and that summer feeling, getting washed away in you. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high.
a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly in a summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar.
Talking about One Direction, we're currently going to play a One Direction song, Steal My Girl by One Direction, and you're currently listening to Sterling High School Radio.
We're 16, we want the same things, we dream the same dreams, alright. Alright. I got it all, cause she is the one. Her mom calls me love, but dad calls me son, alright. She's in those jeans, alright. Alright. I don't exist if I don't have her. The sun doesn't shine, the world doesn't turn, alright. Alright. But I know for sure. She knows
that I'm never gonna let another take a love from me now. Everybody wants to steal my girl. Everybody wants to take her long away. Couple million in the whole wide world. We'll find another one, cause she belongs to me.
Yeah.
So that was Steal My Girl by One Direction. So the voting is live right now on Knights Radio, and so far it is 50-50. I personally want Michael Jackson to win, so we're going to end off with Beat It by Michael Jackson. Make sure you go vote at Knights Radio on Twitter. That was Beat It by Michael Jackson, and you were listening to the final matchup, Michael Jackson versus Harry Styles. I am your host, Kara Shapley, joined by Justin, Mason, John, Iridian, and Michelle. And make sure you go vote on Knights Radio, and go Knights.